text, Hallmark Channel presents. We pass over dark blue waters towards the Seattle city skyline as thick gray clouds hang overhead in the blue sky. Title, A Cozy Christmas Inn. Text, a hybrid production. A massive Christmas tree beside a glass skyscraper. Text, Jody Sweetin, David O'Donnell. A woman smiles as she touches an ornament on a tree in an office. She rushes to answer the phone.
This is Erica.
Text, Vivica A. Fox, Brian Doyle Murray.
Okay, thank you.
Peter Jacobson. A woman in a deep blue suit walks down the hallway past white doors with glowing wreaths on them. In the office, Erica quickly grabs a box of ornaments to hide them.
Sharon, hi. What a nice surprise.
Hello, Erica. You didn't do that.
Me? No. I'm far too busy to do something like decorate a Christmas tree.
Not a girl.
So, what can I do for my favorite boss today?
Actually, I came to ask about your Christmas wish.
Erica looks down at the floor where a single ornament has fallen.
My Christmas wish?
She hides it behind her back, brows raised.
Your professional Christmas wish.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then is executive vice president too much to ask?
Well, as luck may have it, I happen to have some leverage with the big red guy. All you have to do is help me out with my Christmas wish. Ta-da!
She hands Erica a magazine.
An in-flight magazine? Are you buying a plane?
Mm-mm. Sharon shakes her head.
The airline.
Boom.
She points to the bottom of the magazine cover.
Experience an old-fashioned Alaskan Christmas at the Garland Inn.
Erica looks up at Sharon while sitting.
Garland?
Apparently, it's this adorable little town that's all about Christmas.
Yeah,
The inn has its own observatory. You're into astrology, right?
Yeah, astronomy is a hobby of mine.
Every year, the owner invites the kids to track Santa's sleigh ride through a telescope.
Oh, wow, that's really something.
Even has its own blog. Talk about genius marketing.
Sharon snaps as she looks at a telescope.
Sharon, no offense, but why do you want to invest in a boutique inn in the middle of nowhere?
That's exactly the point. With our new Caribbean resort, we already have our summer vacations covered. I want something to cater to our winter vacations. So, I'd really love if you could have this wrapped up by Christmas. You can do that, right?
Erica looks down at the magazine.
Is this even for sale?
Oh, it will be, after my future executive vice president works her Christmas magic. After all, Sharon Ferris gets
what Sharon Ferris wants.
Yes, that's the spirit. Mm-hmm. I'll have my assistant arrange your travel.
My travel?
You didn't have any holiday plans, did you?
Well, I was gonna go visit my parents and go stargazing, but...
So you're free?
Mm-hmm.
I find it's best if we deliver these deals in person. Plus, I have a small list of things I want you to check out to assess the property.
Oh. Yeah, it's small.
So we're good?
Yeah, yep. You can count on me.
That a girl. Bye for now.
Bye.
Sharon turns, opens the sliding glass door and leaves.
Ugh.
Erica's smile turns to a frown.
Oh, humbug.
She opens a binder and leaps through it. A waitress serves meals to a couple.
Thank you.
She smiles, then pulls out her phone and answers.
If you're calling to cancel dinner tonight, I can't hear you.
I'm calling to make sure you save me some of that fancy apple and pear thing that's on the menu.
The pear and apple galette with walnut streusel?
Mm-hmm. With ice cream. With all of the ice cream.
Uh-oh. What's wrong?
My incredibly demanding and entitled boss just asked me to go buy her an inn.
And?
The inn is in Alaska. Garland, Alaska.
Andy.
The women both nod. A massive two-story silo beside a house and a red barn are all covered with snow. A man wears a badge that says Andy. He lets people inside.
Welcome to the world-famous Garland Inn. Mr. and Mrs. Larson.
Oh, please, it's just Alana.
And Oscar.
And I am Andy.
Well, this is even nicer than the brochure.
Oh, just you wait. We like to call this the great room, place to sit, enjoy the fire, read a book, take in the view. We serve mulled wine and eggnog every night at 5. And if you're hungry, Patty's Diner is just steps away in the center of town.
Oh.
The building has been completely restored.
They walk outside.
And some of our guests prefer to spend their evenings out here.
A fire pit.
How cozy.
Yeah. Well, it is Alaska. We often have fires going on around here. But if you turn this way, you will see my true pride and joy. The Garland Observatory. You know, if you get lucky, you may just catch a glimpse of one of Santa's pre-Christmas runs. It just so happens that Garland runs smack in the middle of his flight path.
Love that blog.
You know, she's read every entry to our granddaughter.
Oh, and that bit about Rudolph having a direct line to the National Weather Service. How did you even come up with that?
Well, what can I say? That's Garland for you.
Andy smiles at the couple.
Okay.
He walks back inside, takes off his Sherpa coat and puts it on the bench behind the front desk. He looks at the computer screen. Text, outgoing call, Dad.
What?
Andy?
Oh. Hey, Dad.
Son, I have a meeting.
Can you... You need to move the camera. Now, all I can see is your chin.
Oh.
Yeah, there he is.
What's up, kiddo?
Well, I know it's your busy season, so I don't want to keep you, but I wanted to let my main investor know that we got our first official guests of the Christmas season.
And here I was just talking to the mayor about how tourism's been slow.
So, how many reservations are there?
Well, you know, we just opened up the bookings.
Uh-huh.
But I did get a great write-up in Venture Airlines In-Flight Magazine.
I mean, it's, less of a travel magazine and more of a handout that you get with your little bag of pretzels.
But, hey.
Every little bit helps, right?
You'll never get anywhere unless you take those little steps. That's what I always say.
His father eats a green cookie.
Dad, do you think Mom doesn't know that you eat cookies all day?
Why do you think all she keeps in the house is reindeer food? If I have to eat any more celery and carrot.
Hey, Cousin Andy, how's it going? Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Get it?
Looking as festive as ever, Joy.
Everyone's already assembled in the conference room.
And you have a call waiting on line 4, something about real estate.
You listen to our managing director over here? She runs a real tight ship.
Give me a tight sleigh, don't you, Frank? You want me to have them call you back, or?
Put them through if they can make it quick.
He picks up a phone.
I better fly.
Dad, try and eat some of the celery.
He nods, then hangs up the video chat, cookie in hand. Andy smiles with a sigh, then leafs through a few bills on the counter. They are all marked with a red past due stamp. He holds one and winces, his lips tight. At night, the space needle is illuminated.
I was thinking on the way over here, maybe I'm overreacting. You know how Sharon gets. She's gonna get bored and decide to throw her money at something else soon. Remember last summer when she just had to buy an amusement park?
Or maybe it's fate.
Right.
Smiles.
Think about it. It's Christmas, you're single, and your boss just happens to fly you to your ex-boyfriend's hometown.
I just really want the promotion.
The ex-boyfriend, who, in my humble opinion, as your best friend, set the bar so high that it made you the pickiest single lady in Seattle.
Please.
They fight over the plate.
You're not the least bit curious?
One, I'm not the pickiest, right? I just happen to be fine, well, mostly fine, being on my own. And secondly, last I heard, Andy was dating that doctor. So, no, I don't care.
Well, I may or may not have done some online reconnaissance.
Steph!
And apparently that doctor lives in San Francisco now, heads up some sort of surgery at a hospital there.
Well, maybe they're long distance.
Although,
Andy wouldn't consider long distance with me when he moved back to Alaska.
Oh yeah, you definitely don't care.
Erica prepares to take a bite as her phone rings.
What if it's Andy? Oh, Erica, I miss you.
She clutches her chest and giggles, then grabs Erica's phone.
Hello? Erica McNichol's phone.
And just for that, the rest of this is mine.
Hello, Claire Cullen calling. I'm the executive assistant of Frank Holiday of Holiday Shipping.
Isn't that his father's company?
Shh.
Erica takes the phone.
Yeah, hi, Claire. To what do I owe the pleasure?
Well, Mr. Holliday has been speaking with your employer, and he wanted me to let you know that he is very interested in hearing your proposal.
Wait, Mr. Holliday owns the inn?
No, Mr. Holliday is just an investor. The inn is actually owned by his son, Andy.
Erica's mouth wide open.
Andy!
Yes, but as Mr. Holliday has a significant financial stake, he is open to hearing whatever offer your firm wants to make. Hello? Are you still there?
Please hold on a moment. I can't do this.
You said it yourself. You want the promotion.
Yeah, you heard what she said. Andy owns the inn.
I thought you didn't care.
I don't.
Then it shouldn't matter.
You're right.
Unless you do care, in which case it matters a lot.
She glares at Stephanie, who raises her brows. Erica walks away.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, so shall I tell Mr. Holliday you're coming?
Stephanie raises her brows. Erica winces.
Yes.
Great, it's all settled then. I will get you accommodations at the inn.
Wait, at the inn?
And please don't hesitate to call me if you have any other questions about your travel.
Takes her phone.
You are not throwing away a promotion because you're scared to see an ex-boyfriend.
Erica sighs and glares at her.
She'll be there with bells on. Jingle bells.
Erica shakes her head. Claire smiles, wrapped in a red scarf.
Dashing for that smile.
Stephanie raises a finger to waitstaff.
Jake, we're gonna need another galette over here.
Maybe two.
Erica begins to eat the galette.
There's plenty more where that came from.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me, duty calls.
Andy smiles as his guests clink mugs.
Okay.
He walks behind the counter and answers.
Garland in.
What's up, son?
Oh, hey, Dad, what's up?
Claire just got off the phone with a real estate investment firm.
Real estate investment? You're not thinking of closing up shop, are you?
Goodness, no. They're interested in the inn.
My inn?
It's some Seattle big shot who thinks it'd be a good investment.
I think it's a good investment.
Even though you never have any cash? Sometimes I wonder how you can even afford the mortgage.
Let me worry about that. Okay, Dad?
Look, son, you've done a really great job with that place.
So great, in fact, that some big city money bags has come out of the woodwork to snatch it up.
And I don't suppose Claire told Mr. Moneybags that the inn wasn't for sale?
Andrew, you're not thinking big picture.
This way, we can count our profits, and you can finally start training to take over the family business.
He frowns.
You do intend to take over for me, don't you?
Andy nods.
I do. Someday, it's just, it would be nice to have accomplished something on my own first.
Well, they're sending someone from their office to evaluate the property.
Let them make an offer. It's the least you can do as a responsible businessman.
Okay. I will consider it.
You know, there's a nice corner office over here.
With my name on it. I know. I know.
Frank, you're late for the inventory meeting. Come on.
Gotta run. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
Bye, son.
Andy smiles as he hands up the phone.
More nog?
In the morning, an airplane lands.
Thank you for flying Glacier Airlines at Anchorage International Airport. Connecting flights to Juneau, Ketchikan, and Fairbanks are at gates 2, 5, and 3, respectively. Welcome to Alaska. Cheer everywhere,
it's all right. A narrow two-lane highway carves through a hill densely packed with evergreen trees. Erica is in the passenger seat.
So, Martin, right?
Nope.
About how long is the drive?
It's just about 2 hours.
Oh. Not exactly tourist-friendly, is it?
Well, it used to be easier. Unfortunately, the town pilot sold his plane a couple years back.
Erica frowns and looks out the window at the passing trees. Fog hangs low in the sky around the Alaskan mountains. A sign reads, "Welcome to Garland, Alaska." Another sign, "St. Moritz 5,674 miles to the right, New York 2,201 miles to the right, Snow Basin 6 miles to the left."
It's so beautiful. Everyone really goes all out here for Christmas, huh?
Of course. In fact, around these parts, people start putting up their decorations right after Labor Day.
Huh. You don't say.
They both smile.
Does holiday shipping still bulk up their workforce this time of year?
Well, it is Frank's busiest season.
Erica nods. Martin looks at her.
You seem to know quite a lot about this place.
She looks over.
Oh, well, it's just some research I did online. You know, one question I couldn't find an answer to, though, was what exactly they ship?
They look at each other.
I mean, it seems that Frank is doing pretty well for him. Excuse me, Mr. Holliday is doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, little of this, little of that. But mostly he just ships whatever the elves make.
Oh, I get it, the elves. Cute. Is that why you guys like Christmas so much around here?
That's Garland for you.
She grins over at him. He smiles back. The silver truck arrives on location. Claire stands outside in front of the building and waits for Martin to park.
All right. You?
My pleasure. See you in a minute.
Erica hops out of the passenger seat and Claire waves at her.
Erica McNichol, Claire Cullen. On behalf of Mr. Holliday, I'd like to welcome you to Garland, Alaska.
Oh, thank you.
I trust you had a good ride in?
Oh, it was great. It was great. Martin gave me the grand tour.
Let me know if you need anything.
Thank you. Taxi and printer.
Yep. Garland Star, one of the first community papers in the county. You know, a lot of us Garlanders wear two hats.
Oh.
Speaking of, I hope you brought one or two for yourself. Jack Frost will be nipping at your nose in these parts. And maybe a pair of practical boots.
Erica and Claire look at Erica's dressy black boots.
First of all, these are very expensive boots. But secondly, it won't really matter because I don't plan on staying very long.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
What's that?
Now, if you find yourself getting hungry, I recommend you go see Hattie over at the diner. She makes the finest figgy pudding you've ever tasted.
Ah, let me guess. She'll bring it out here.
Martin frowns and looks down.
Where else would she bring it?
Claire furrows brows.
Well, you know, I meant like the... you know, never mind.
Good to see you, Erica.
Okay,
I'll just grab this.
Great, thank you.
Martin walks back to his truck and Claire helps with luggage.
Okay, you can do this. He's just an old friend.
Okay. She clasps hands together.
Oh, you got that.
Yeah, okay.
Come on in.
All right.
Am I?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Erica picks up a bell.
He's around here somewhere.
Well, when in Rome.
Be right out. Oh, sorry. I was just getting some Christmas decorations. I was hoping to get them up before you got here.
I'm sorry. Would you mind,
Stuck in a sweater.
Andy.
My dad said you came all the way from Seattle.
Andy.
And I just can't.
I'd like you to meet, here.
Erica tugs down his sweater with a smile.
Erica?
She smiles.
Andy.
He glares at her. Snow lines the fence posts, rooftops, and picnic benches outside.
You're Mr. Moneybags?
Well, you're probably referring to my boss, and she would probably prefer Ms. Moneybags.
He furrows brows.
Long time no see, huh?
Yeah.
They embrace.
You two know each other?
We do, and my. I must say the years have been kind.
Well, I could say the same for you.
They smile at each other. Erica shrugs.
Who would have thought my city-dwelling architect would blossom into a small-town mountain man?
Claire winces.
I mean, not that, like, that you're mine, you know, or that you're a mountain man, or it's that, you know, I don't know why I said that.
Well, I must say, you're the last person I expected to see in Garland, Alaska.
She nods.
Well, that makes two of us. however, my boss...
Miss Moneybags.
Indeed. Is very interested in acquiring the inn as an investment property.
He nods.
Well, does she know... You know, that you and I...
Erica shakes her head.
No.
No. Okay. Well, then it's fate.
Why does everyone keep calling it that?
What else would you call it?
Coincidence?
Yeah, I think fate has a little bit better ring to it.
You know, whatever you want to call it. Your father's office has indicated they would be very receptive to an offer. So, what about you?
What about me?
Would you be receptive? To an offer.
Oh.
Most certainly.
I asked him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I told my dad that I'd hear you out, but honestly, I put my heart and soul into this place. I sold my plane to help finance it, so...
Erica nods.
But be honest, what do you think?
Oh, it's cozy and very quiet.
Well, that's because it's constantly underperforming the capacity.
What she's trying to say is that it picks up closer to Christmas.
Okay, well, look, Andy, if my boss wants something bad enough, I can guarantee she'll make it worth your while.
I see.
Sharon Ferris gets what Sharon Ferris wants.
Sharon Ferris is your boss?
You know her?
I've read a couple business magazines. Wow. Erica McNichol, you've done really well for yourself.
And I'll be doing even better if we can come to an agreement on the inn.
Ah, I see someone's been dangling carrots.
Now you know the routine.
I know, reindeer food.
He is, of course, joking.
Claire Gray. Erica shakes her head.
Well, look, just hear me out, okay? Consider the offer. That's all I ask.
All right, well, before I hand over the keys to everything I've been building for the last 5 years, can I at least show you to your room?
Please.
Andy carries her things.
Well, that is a very festive sweater.
Yeah, my cousin Joy makes them. She works for my dad, and she says that knitting calms her nerves, and since this is the busy season...
Shark sweater.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, here we are.
He opens up the door to her room.
Here we are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He steps outside. The room has a buffalo plaid comforter and a Christmas tree by the table.
Wow. Well, this is it.
A small tree atop the entertainment center.
You made this, didn't you?
Yeah, and the barn doors into the bathroom. And the side tables.
Slacker.
They both grin.
You're probably going to want to keep the thermostat up high because it gets chilly in here. And speaking of which, you did bring real boots, right?
What is it about my boots? Relax, I'm good.
He shrugs, hands raised.
Of course, well, I guess if that's it.
He walks back to the door.
Andy?
He turns to face her.
Be honest. Are you performing below capacity?
He shrugs.
It's gonna be fine. I promise.
He smiles at her and opens the door.
Have a good night.
Thanks.
He shuts the door behind him as she smiles and looks around the room. In the hallway, he stops and lingers, one hand in a fist, and he frowns. Erica puts her pink coat on the edge of the bed, then reaches in her purse to answer her phone.
Hey.
Hey, lady. Guessing you made it safely?
It's like you knew I was freaking out with your crazy best friend, Sixth Sense.
You found Andy.
And? How's he look?
She looks up.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
So he looks good.
And now I'm staying at his inn while trying to sell it out from underneath him. I mean, tell me, am I really supposed to build my career off of my ex-boyfriend's professional failing?
I'm more of a glass half full kind of gal.
Oh, you should see this place, though. I mean, it is beautiful. You can see him in every detail. But, you know, of course he can't possibly make it what it could be or should be, the way that Sharon could.
Not with all her money and connections.
Then tell him that.
He doesn't want to sell.
Listen, I know I've made a lot of jokes about you seeing Andy again.
And taking a vacation. But honestly, you've been in a rut lately.
Are you saying that 80-hour work weeks and a limited personal life are a bad way to live?
I'm suggesting just be open.
Erica furrows brows.
Open?
To whatever comes your way.
To the quietness of a small town. To one
Christmas where you're actually not working. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Erica nods.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm already here. Might as well make the best of it.
Now you're talking.
Erica points.
You know what I'm gonna do? I am gonna order some room service, I'm gonna get a good night's sleep, and then I will start fresh again tomorrow. In Alaska. With Andy Holiday.
That's my girl.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Bye.
She hangs up the call.
Right. Oh, room service.
Erica opens the drawer.
Let's see. Menu.
She looks around the room and shrugs.
Okay, then.
She throws her pink coat and purse over her forearm and opens the door. Andy is lingering in front of her door.
Oh! Sorry.
Hi.
Hi.
I was actually just about to head out and get some food and maybe some coffee. I'm dying for a cappuccino.
Oh, yeah. There isn't a coffee shop for like 30 miles.
Oh.
But if it's food you want, Hattie's Diner's right around the corner.
Oh, well, good to know.
Yeah. I was gonna grab a bite. If you want to join, we could catch up.
Sure. Yeah, it'd be nice.
She smiles and nods. They enter the restaurant.
Oh, well, hello, stranger. Welcome to Garland.
Oh, Hattie, I presume?
Guilty.
Is that a Joy original?
Of course.
You were right. Joy is quite prolific.
Hattie, this is my friend, Erica.
Hi, Erica McNichol. Nice to meet you.
Erica, it's good to see you again.
Oh, it's Martin, the taxi driving publisher.
Well, now that's catching. I might have to borrow that one.
Wait a second. The person coming to look into buying the inn is Erica McNichol from Seattle.
Hattie?
Her mouth open.
Remember what I said about small town life?
That's Garland for you. Now come, let's get you kids fed.
All right, Erica. Lucky for you, you have come to the new and improved Hattie's.
Oh, well, it's still no espresso though, right?
No, but we do have non-fat milk and both the pink and blue sugars. And now we're open for 3 squares a day. Instead of the 12 days of Christmas, now we've got the 12 nights of Christmas dinners. Oh, speaking of.
She spoon feeds Andy. He furrows brows.
What is it?
Well, it's my soon-to-be-famous yam and fruitcake casserole.
Yam and fruitcake?
Needs more peppermint?
It needs more something?
You know, I hear all of you city people eat as salads, and what's that called? Pressured juices. Juice is not a meal. Now let's get you kids fed proper. Okay, so now, look at how modern we are. You can skim it, or whatever they call it.
Scan it.
Yes, he helped me with the code thingy.
The OC.
QC.
QR.
That's right.
Yeah, he was so patient helping me with all this high-tech hullabaloo.
Well, who could ever be impatient with you, Hattie?
Well, we're taking Garland into the future.
Oh, well, I don't care where we are, as long as I can order some, cocoa cornbread stuffing.
Oh, that's really good.
Coming right up. I like her already.
She pats Andy on the shoulder. Frost clings to tree branches.
So that was actually really delicious.
Yeah, Hattie basically feeds the whole town.
Oh, it's convenient for you, otherwise your operation would have to provide room service. We know your cooking's not exactly.
Well, it's not exactly cocoa cornbread stuffing, but I'm not that bad, okay?
I've never seen anyone make blackened scrambled eggs before. And let's not forget your famous boxed macaroni and cheese.
What's wrong with my mac and cheese?
You do know that you're supposed to add the cheese powder after you boil and drain the macaroni, right?
Hey, can you make a rocking chair out of old wood flooring?
Okay, that's fair. I guess everyone has their talents.
And that's exactly what I tell my dad every time he brings up me taking over for him.
Seems like the business is running pretty well, although I am surprised they have such a successful shipping hub all the way up here.
Yeah, well, that's Garland for you.
They both smile, hands in pockets.
Why did you decide to come back? I'm sorry, that wasn't a fair question.
But it's not like you don't deserve an answer.
I'm sure you had your reasons.
She smiles and shrugs.
To be honest, I'm not exactly sure.
She nods.
I just, thought we were happy in Seattle.
I was. We were.
Really?
She smiles. They walk back to the resort.
Oh, well, kind of beat from all the travel today, so I think I'm gonna call it a day.
Of course, yeah.
She crosses her arms and smiles.
You're not gonna come inside?
Not just yet. I have somewhere to go, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna head in then. So it was good to see you again, Andy.
Me too. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
She walks back inside and Andy opens the door to his red truck, then hops inside. He shuts the door behind him. A couple feet of snow pile up around the cabin.
He's so Erica McNichol, huh? What? I'm on a group text with Hattie.
Mom, come on. It's not like she came up here to see me. Her boss wants to make an offer on the inn, and Dad being Dad invited her up. That's all.
She raises her brows.
You know how excited your father is to have you on board.
She holds a mug.
He'd never say this to you, but it hurts his feelings that you don't want to work with him. He takes it personally.
Mom, it's not that I don't want to work with him ever. It's just, I just got the inn up and running, and my blog is building followers, slowly. And besides, don't you think it'd be tough to settle down and build a life when you're running a business like that?
It's just that I love you both so much. I want you to be happy, you and your father. But speaking of settling down, you have to tell me about Erica.
Mom.
He stands up from the leather couch.
Your first love shows up in Garland after all these years?
Like I said, she came for work, not to see me. She's got a big job in Seattle that she's even more invested in now than when I left.
She raises her brows and sips from the mug with text, "Believe in the magic of Christmas."
What we had, it's in the past.
You sure about that?
Andy looks at his mother, then looks down. At nighttime, the inside of the resort is illuminated.
In-room dining. No.
Erica takes notes.
Coffee shop nearby?
She pouts.
Not for 30 miles.
She sets down her clipboard and answers her phone in a pink robe.
Sharon! Hi. I was just busy here working on your valuation.
Nice! How's it going? Getting any good information?
I'm not sure what your expectations are, but this is a very small town, so I think the value is going to be more, shall we say, sentimental.
Perfect. That's just what people are looking for these days.
Are they ready to sell?
It hasn't even been 24 hours.
You know what they say, Rome was built in a day.
Yeah.
Besides, that Frank guy seemed keen to sell.
Although he is the primary investor, the inn is actually owned by his son, Andrew, and he's going to take some convincing.
And you're the perfect person to convince him.
She winces and shuts her eyes, then stands.
You know, Sharon, you should know there are some extenuating circumstances.
Yes, there is. You see, I mentioned your acquisition to the board.
But my acquisition?
And they were very excited about it.
If we do this right, we could be the next Hilton or Marriott.
And you, Erica, as the next VP of Ferris
Lodging Group, could head it all up. What do you say?
I guess I would say that sounds great.
Atta girl. And don't let this author guy...
Andrew.
Stand in your way.
Listen, I am late for a conference call on that new project in Dubai.
I look forward to a very detailed report from you. Bye.
Erica hangs up and sighs, her mouth open. She looks over to the side.
Ferris Lodging Group?
In the morning, the sun rises up just beyond the mountaintop. Light traffic makes its way through the small town city streets. Two women arrive at Garland Square. A man sets out a sign with text, groceries, hardware, and ski supplies.
Well, good morning.
I'm Ed.
Oh, hi, I'm Erica. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Gosh, everybody's so friendly around here.
Oh, well, that's Garland for you.
He sets out another sign.
So, how are things with the inn?
Excuse me?
Well, you know, you're the real estate tycoon coming up here to kick the proverbial tires.
Wow. News travels fast.
Well, that's Garland.
Don't say it.
Well, Andy sure has done a good job fixing up the old inn, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Previous owners didn't have the energy or the funds, really. So Andy swooped in and restored it to its original glory.
Yeah, sounds like Andy.
Well, I'm sure he'll be a bit heartsick having to give it up.
Erica looks down.
What makes you think he'd give it up?
Well, no. Well, someday he's going to have to run the family business.
Yeah.
Well, in any case, I hope you find what you're looking for, and if what you're looking for just happens to be groceries, sporting goods, and the finest selection of premium outerwear in the greater metropolitan Garland area, you know where to come. Oh, and I also do light plumbing.
Of course, right. Two hats.
Is that?
Never mind. Nice to meet you, Ed.
You too.
Okay.
She walks and he walks back inside. Outside of Hattie's diner.
Soft scrambled with a side of hash browns.
Thank you.
Oh, before I forget, new item I'm working on for the menu.
Wouldn't happen to be a cappuccino, would it?
Even better, pork belly.
Oh.
Hattie feeds her a spoonful.
Raised in eggnog.
She chews and points.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. So, Erica, how are you liking Garland so far?
I haven't seen too much of it yet, but what I've seen is really nice. And especially the inn.
Oh, Andy's done a lovely job with it, hasn't he?
Yeah. So why does his dad want to sell it?
Well, you know, the usual family drama. Frank wants Andy to take over the family business. Andy doesn't.
Oh, right. The family business.
Right.
Shipping whatever Santa's elves make. Don't worry. Martin told me everything.
Hattie's mouth wide open.
But seriously, what does he really do?
Martin, good morning. We were just talking about you.
Oh, about me?
Mm-hmm, and how you told Erica all about Mr. Holiday and his elves.
Did anyone ever tell you take this whole Christmas thing a little too far?
They raise their brows.
Ah, Miss Mayor, good morning, the usual.
Good morning, and you betcha.
Hattie gets to work. Erica approaches the mayor.
Hi. You're not one of my constituents?
No, Erica McNichol.
Oh, the real estate developer.
Well, more of an investor, really. And actually, it's my boss.
I just hope whoever buys the inn maintains that homey, welcoming feel that Andy's created.
Well, we certainly will.
The last thing we need is some big hotel chain ruining the character of this town.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. But it does seem as though Garland could use a boost to its tourism. Am I wrong?
She winces.
I don't know. We like things quiet around here, don't we, Hattie?
And I understand, but just consider for a moment. What if we were able to brand Garland as a destination? I mean, think about the impact that would have on your economy. Guests would wander down here to Hattie's, have some lunch, go to the general store, purchase some souvenirs. You know, you might even attract a real coffee shop. Again, it's just something to think about. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you again.
Anytime. Always enjoy meeting a new face.
Yes. Thank you.
The mayor accepts her to-go meal from Hattie.
All right. You might have been right about the boots.
Erica checks her phone. Text. Any update?
3 smiley faces. It's gotta be good, right?
She responds, not yet. Soon with 3 smiley faces.
There.
She puts her phone back in her pink coat pocket.
What should I wish for, Oscar?
What more do you need?
Oh,
Erica approaches the couple.
Hey there. You guys out of towners? Thought I was the only one.
Hi, I'm Alana, and this is Oscar.
We're staying at the inn.
Oh, me too. Erica. Hi.
Hi. Did Andy send you over here, too, for the magic mailbox?
Magic mailbox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, whatever you put inside goes directly to Santa.
I like to err on the side of faith myself. Doesn't cost you anything to believe. And I personally would love to live in a world with a little magic in it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
She grins at them.
Bye.
Nice to meet you.
Alana puts her letter in the mailbox outside. Then she and Oscar walk together back to the lodge. Andy opens the gift box.
Thank you, Joy.
He wraps a red and white scarf around his shoulders.
Ooh.
Well, there she is.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, man. It is getting cold out there.
Oh. Here.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't dream of taking this lovely gift away from you.
I have 5 of these at home.
Then thank you.
Yeah.
Erica accepts it.
Oh, that'll help.
You know, if you need warmer clothes or say, boots.
Andy points to her boots.
Ha ha.
You could always go to the general store. You know, they have the finest selection of outerwear in
uh-huh.
the
greater metropolitan Garland area.
Garland area, that's right. You met Ed.
I did.
Oh, you know, they have these amazing jeans that are lined with sweatpant material.
Oh, that sounds, horrible.
Yeah, well, let's see who's laughing when they dig a frozen Erica sickle out of the snow.
Sure.
She tilts her head.
Well, it's been kind of a long morning, so...
Yeah.
Just head back to my room for a little bit.
Sure.
So, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
She turns away.
Nice scarf.
Thank you.
She raises her hand and walks away. Andy smiles, his arms crossed. Nighttime falls over the lodge. Her room is set at 66 degrees. She turns it up a few degrees. She bundles up in her sweater and red and white scarf, then rubs her hands together and sits at a desk. She pulls up a photo of the lodge on her laptop.
Per your previous email, here are some pictures of Garland and the inn.
She sends the email with a smile. Her smile fades and she looks at a stack of papers on the desk.
Industrial oven, check. Four burners, check. Industrial fridge, come on those. Small sink.
She looks around the kitchen.
Oh, hey, so you're still wearing that scarf, huh?
Okay, I got a little chilly.
But some jeans lined with sweatpant material seems pretty good right about now, wouldn't you say?
I would say that's Garland for you.
You're learning. Took me years. It's a little premature to be measuring the drapes, isn't it?
Oh, this?
No.
It's just some info that Sharon wanted for the valuation. And you know what Sharon Ferris wants.
Sharon Ferris gets, So I've heard. Are you hungry?
Starving.
Yeah, apologies in advance. Between my mom's house and Hattie's, there's next to nothing, so...
Well, what are you talking about? You've got plenty of food here. Andy, I am not going to let you eat cereal for dinner like a kid in a college dorm.
She grabs a can.
Tell me you have a can opener, though.
Oh, yes.
He holds it up.
Perfect. Here. Try that.
He takes a bite and licks his finger.
What do you think?
Well... It's not blackened scrambled eggs, but it'll have to do.
She stirs.
But seriously, when did you become so skilled in the kitchen?
Well, you remember Stephanie?
Sure.
No? She finally opened her own restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Any good?
It's amazing. Learned quite a few things from her over the years.
Yeah, good for her. But seriously, you really seem like you know what you're doing.
Well, I learned there's only so much takeout or frozen food you can eat after a while. Even if you are just cooking for one.
And are you?
She glances up at him.
Cooking for one?
I am. What about you? Heard through the grapevine that you were dating some doctor in town or something?
Yeah, Lauren.
Oh. Is that her name?
Still is, I assume. We're not in touch. A big fellowship came her way in the year that she was here, and she had to admit she couldn't commit long-term to Garland. At least that's what I like to tell myself. I like to think I'm a decent boyfriend.
You're a pretty good boyfriend.
Andy grins at her and she smirks as she cooks. At nighttime, the inside of the lodge is illuminated.
So
Erica and Andy finish a meal by the fireplace.
Do you need to answer that?
No, it's okay. Finish telling me about, what...
He raises his brows.
Is it work? Because we haven't really discussed.
She raises a finger with a wince and checks her phone. Text, thanks for the photos. Have you closed the deal yet? She frowns and tries to set her phone down, but checks the second text. Remember, the sooner you wrap this up, the sooner you're AVP.
Erica, if you need to work, call him back.
She sets down the phone.
Well, that's the problem. I can't call her back because I don't have an answer to her question.
Oh, which is?
Are you going to sell the inn?
Oh, that's right.
He sighs.
Almost forgot that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Erica frowns.
And have you and your dad talked about it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't mean has it come up. I mean, have you guys really discussed it?
Andy looks down, eyes shut.
We're not, great at that. Me and my dad. So.
Well, I know we're just starting to run the numbers, but I also know Sharon pretty well, and
You could walk away from this with a lot of money.
He scratches his temple.
Ballpark?
She looks down and grabs a piece of paper and a pen beside her empty dinner plate. She writes a number on it and slides it over to him.
That's some ballpark.
Yeah, and once I finish my research, it'll likely be more. But Annie, if you want me to back off, just say the word, okay? I can't promise Sharon won't send somebody in my place, but at least it won't be complicated.
Right.
He nods and points at her.
Hold on.
He stands up and makes a phone call. Joy receives the phone call and hands it off to Frank.
It's Andy.
Thanks, Joy. What's up, son?
Well,
Andy frowns.
Erica gave me a figure.
Oh? And?
And I think it would be irresponsible of me not to think about it.
Son, are you sure?
Erica stands up.
Just give me a couple days.
Okay.
It's a lot to consider.
Andy, just make sure you really think about it, okay? Because you've put a lot of work into this place.
Wait, is that Erica?
Hi, Mr. Holliday. It's so nice to finally meet you after all these years.
It really is.
He smiles.
You know, now I see why people are always joking about Frank and his elves.
Wait, who's always joking?
Erica, we've heard so much about you.
Oh, hi, Joy. Yeah, I have to tell you, your knitting skills are top-notch.
Oh, wow, looks like someone's got a sweater coming her way.
Hey, I hate to cut this short, but Frank and I have been burning the pine side of the candle at both ends these days.
We have a holiday to deck, spirits to make right, so.
Right, of course, at the shipping company.
Okay, then, bye-bye, talk later.
Bye, kids.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Andy and Erica wave at Frank and Joy.
Finally, prodigal son will come on board.
And interesting that he's spending more time with Erica, huh? Maybe more than one good thing could come from this.
Maybe spirits will be even brighter this season.
So, you finally got to meet my dad.
Yes, and the infamous Cousin Joy.
Oh, yeah. She moved back to Garland about 10 years ago. She started working for my dad, like, half the town. She is, as she says, his right-hand cousin. Yes.
Oh, well then, Garland's a good place for her.
It is.
He furrows his brows.
You know what else it's a good place for?
She tilts her head, arms crossed.
Come on, follow me.
They hold each other's hands.
I'll show you something.
Lights illuminate the observatory that resembles a grain bin.
So, this is the observatory.
A massive telescope inside.
You built this?
Well, I didn't build the silo, but I did the conversion and installed the telescope.
Her eyes wide.
Wow, it is spectacular.
He smiles.
Yeah, I had a hard time forgetting about you when I moved back. And so I found myself learning more and more about the stars and thinking, hey, at least we still share this.
Erica smiles at him as they stand inside.
Go big or go home, right?
He nods and approaches the telescope. He turns a lever near the wall and a sliding door opens up to the night sky. The telescope is aimed into the vast darkness and captures distant twinkling stars.
Oh, wow.
Erica stands up from the lens.
I must say, the views in Seattle have nothing on this.
Andy smiles and nods.
Oh, wait, is that... That bright one right there, is that Neptune?
Let me see.
He looks through the lens at the night sky.
Yeah. Pretty special. Especially because it's the only planet in the solar system you can't see with the naked eye.
Ooh. It's also the coldest planet in the solar system. Gets down to negative 360 degrees Fahrenheit.
Makes Alaska feel downright balmy.
Oh. He smiles up at the sky.
Oh, easy there. Sorry about that. It's pretty cozy in here.
Yeah, it is. But I kind of like it.
They stand near to each other.
Me too.
He nods and looks in her eyes, then leans in for a kiss. She eagerly accepts and wraps her arm around his shoulder. They remain lip-locked for several seconds as they stand beside the telescope. A shooting star passes by overhead. In the morning, people walk through snowy sidewalks. A flip calendar reads December 19th. Erica wears pink floral pajamas. She answers her phone.
Okay, seriously, do you have some kind of kiss radar?
I mean, what magic is this?
I knew you two would rekindle things.
Erica rolls her eyes.
One kiss does not a rekindling make. It's just... I don't know.
The spark for a rekindling?
Stephanie grins.
Whether Sharon buys the inn or not, I'm leaving soon. You know, nothing has changed between Andy and I.
I still live in Seattle and he lives here.
And maybe it was just... closure?
Mm-hmm.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means love knows no boundaries, Erica.
And that includes state lines.
Erica tilts her head.
Yeah.
Now fully dressed, she opens her front door to find a plaid gift box. She stoops down to pick up the large box, then opens it. It contains a pair of sturdy brown snow boots with a Sherp lining. She smiles and sets them in the box. She walks outside wearing them as she makes notes on her clipboard checklist. She smiles at Andy as he sits by the fire pit.
More notes for the boss?
I can go inside if you'd rather be alone.
Oh, no. If you'd rather be alone, I can go inside.
No, not at all.
She smiles down at her feet.
Oh, thank you for the boots.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't let you go back to Seattle missing some toes.
She chuckles and looks down.
Besides, I should apologize.
For what?
I shouldn't have kissed you.
She shrugs.
Well, you weren't the only one there.
She sighs and winces.
But I don't think we should let it happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that because I was only a pretty good boyfriend?
Andy, in all honesty, you were a wonderful boyfriend. And yet... it always felt like you were hiding something. You know, like there was a wall between us, and things unsaid.
She raises a hand.
I couldn't quite explain it, but I could feel it.
Is that why you wouldn't consider long distance when I moved?
My life was always in Seattle. And yours is here. In Garland.
She nods.
You know, you don't have to sell.
Andy looks down, his hands in his pockets, and sighs.
Actually, I do.
What do you mean?
Erica, I don't know how to say this, but I'm broke.
She purses her lips together.
What?
He winces.
If I don't make some money, and soon, I'm gonna lose this place.
But you told Claire that things always pick up just before Christmas.
I just said that so my dad wouldn't think I was a failure.
Andy, you're not a failure.
Yeah, but I'm not exactly a success, am I? Christmas is 6 days away, and things don't change.
He looks down with a frown.
We're not gonna make it.
She looks over her shoulder as the breeze blows through her dirty blonde hair.
You know, I'm gonna go take a little walk, I think. Break my new boots in, so... I'll see you later?
Yeah.
Okay.
See you later.
She smiles at him, turns and walks away with her clipboard. He sighs. Martin delivers newspapers to Hattie.
Morning, Hattie.
The usual?
Yep. I'm about as predictable as a sunrise, aren't I?
Well, good thing I love a good sunrise.
She hands him a mug. He tries to take it from her, but she lingers, not letting go.
Sharon, hi.
So how's it going up there in the North Pole?
Oh, well, it's cold.
Have you been getting all the reports I've been sending?
Yes, and the team is crunching the numbers. The observatory seems delightful.
And this author fellow.
Andrew.
Uh-huh. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say that you were quite fond of him.
Oh, what would make you say that?
He seems to be featured quite prominently in your notes.
Oh, well, I mean, he is the owner of the inn, so.
Working the personal angle never hurts.
Personal angle, yeah, right.
Atta girl.
Look, Sharon, I promise I will call you back as soon as I have any updates, okay?
Good. Just remember that Christmas is less than a week away, and I'm hoping to get a little more than Cole. Bye for now.
Erica hangs up with a wince.
Cole.
Erica, take a load off.
Oh, thank you, Martin. Hi.
Hi. So, is that the head office?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was.
And... do you think the holidays are really going to sell the inn?
Are you asking as a reporter?
I'm asking as a friend.
Mm. I don't know. And I know Andy has put so much work into the place.
He did. And it's a shame it never really took off. I guess we're just a little too far out for tourists.
I guess so.
Well, whoever buys it, I hope they keep it just the way it is. Everyone should have the opportunity to appreciate the Christmas magic that Garland has to offer.
He sips from his mug.
Wait, what did you just say?
We're a little too far out for tourists.
No, the other part.
Oh. Everyone should have the chance to appreciate the Christmas magic that Garland has to offer. Why?
Yes. Yes. Oh, Martin, you're a genius.
She smiles, stands up from the table, and makes a phone call. Patty brings croissants to Martin.
So you don't think my Christmas decorations are adequate?
Well, I just think that, you know, if Garland's gonna be all about Christmas, then the Garland Inn should be too. You gotta hit them with merriment and cheer right from the moment they walk in until they check out.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah. I think you got so involved in the renovations that, you know, you just didn't advertise soon enough. Or enough.
He furrows brows.
We need to invest in some search engine optimization. That way, people have an easier time finding you when they're researching Alaskan vacations. Mm. And more write-ups, definitely more write-ups. But, you know, in bigger and more widely distributed publications than the Garland Star and In Flight Magazine. Maybe we could link your blog to a bigger travel blog. See, here's the thing. The best marketing really doesn't sell the hotel, but it sells the location. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a hotel in New Orleans might sell Mardi Gras or Jazz Fest. Hotels in Manhattan, they have partnerships with different Broadway theaters. You could sell Christmas.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. First, we get them to Garland, and then we show them why you're the best place to stay.
You mean the only place to stay?
Mm. She looks up.
We need to up the ante.
What do you mean?
She points at him.
Christmas events for your guests.
You mean all three of them?
She grimaces.
Maybe we could do a mixer. You know, invite some of the locals, have them post, share with friends. And that is how you get a clientele.
Erica McNichol, you are a genius.
Well, I know.
How about this? We do the mixer on the 23rd, and then in addition, a Secret Santa gift exchange Christmas Eve.
Oh, that is a great idea. Everyone puts their name in a hat, somebody picks it, and then they buy him a gift.
Will you be here? Christmas Eve?
Oh,
she sits.
Just so I know whether to put your name in the hat or not.
Her mouth open.
Well, I mean, you know, my travel plans are a little in flux right now, so...
Uh-huh.
Maybe. Probably.
He smirks at her and rises from the table.
Let's do this.
All right.
They high five. Yes.
All right, here's where we're gonna start the decoration.
They print several copies of a page. Erica smiles from behind the counter as she looks at images of Garland on the monitor. She receives a phone call from Sharon. She sets the phone down without answering. A flip calendar reads December 21st. Andy pins one of the newly printed pages to a bulletin board. Nikki passes out more pages to Martin and Hattie from behind the counter of the restaurant. Nikki decorates a tree with buffalo plaid ribbon and red ornaments. Of a moose reading a newspaper on the wall behind a woman as she reads a newspaper with furrowed brows. A flip calendar reads December 23rd.
Where are we going?
Don't you worry about that. This
right.
is a little bit further, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna trip.
No, yeah, I promise. You will not. You only have one black eye. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Andy, this better be worth it.
Oh, trust me. It is so worth it.
Okay. All right.
Blindfolded.
Can I take it off?
Yeah, take it off.
She removes the blindfold. A coffee and tea bar inside of the inn is decorated with garland, lights, and ribbons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had a little extra space. I thought, why not give Garland what it always needed? And best of all, we have an exclusive deal to sell premium pastries from the best bakery in town.
Hattie approaches and flings hands out from her sides.
Oh, well, it's also the only bakery in town.
Technically.
Well, then it's a good thing I'm the best.
Erica points.
And, drum roll, please.
Pats on legs.
Erica McNichol, I would like to present to you the very first Garland cappuccino.
Oh, boy.
He hands her a dark gray mug and she sips from it, eyes shut, then smiles and nods.
Yeah. Is he gonna note that down in your little clipboard thing?
She opens her mouth.
No, I think I'm actually just gonna enjoy the moment.
She sips from the mug. Andy smirks at her, then looks at the counter as a couple enter.
And that is how you build a clientele?
Erica McNichol, you're a genius.
Well, it's your hotel.
At nighttime, the fire pit glows outside of the lodge. Text, first annual garland and Christmas mixer, December 23rd. Inside, candles in the fireplace glow with warm light as Andy puts the finishing touches on the room.
Oh, Claire, Carl, you're the first ones here.
Oh, well, Joy sent over these ties. And I just wanted to make sure you were festively attired at the start of this little soiree.
A Noel penguin tie.
That's from Joy.
Well, I think I will say this for an even more festive occasion.
Okay.
There's mulled wine, eggnog, plenty of snacks. Help yourselves.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He smiles and accepts the gifts. Erica slides open the rustic barn doors and smiles. She emerges in a bright red dress with a deep V-neckline and a tie at the waist. She smiles and waves at Andy with bold red lipstick. He admires her, taken aback.
Nice tie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He sets the gifts aside and approaches her. She steps towards him as well.
Very nice dress.
Thank you.
He looks in her eyes. Her smile fades.
What's wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
He shakes his head.
A woman like you in a dress like that, on a night like this.
She wraps her hand around his arm.
You deserve a proper escort.
Puts both hands around his arm.
Why, thank you.
Andy serves a drink to the mayor as Erica and Hattie clink Christmas cookies. A woman smiles and talks to Andy. Elena and Oscar have a conversation. Erica's phone rings on the counter. Erica and Martin talk as they sit together on the couch by the fireplace. Claire touches her shoulder and chuckles. Hattie touches Andy's arm, then walks away. Andy smiles at Erica from across the room. She smiles back.
Oh.
Hattie sips from a mug.
You and Andy seem to be having quite the time together.
Yeah, I forgot how great we were.
Andy's a real special guy. He deserves a real special woman.
Yeah. Andy lives here. I live in Seattle.
She shakes her head.
We had our chance. It just seems a little too complicated now.
Tell me, how did you manage to climb so high up in that company of yours?
Erica smiles slightly.
I worked hard.
Exactly. You strike me as the type of person who, once she knows what she wants, she goes and gets it. After all, things seem a whole lot simpler once you simply make them a priority.
Erica nods. At night, Erica bundles up in a white coat and sits by the fire pit outside as she rubs her hands together. Andy approaches her.
Can I join you?
Oh, absolutely.
She smiles and he sits beside her on the bench.
You know, I have to say, if I lived here, this would be my favorite spot. Well, this and the observatory, of course.
Yeah, those are my favorite spots, too.
She looks over at him.
Were?
I just have a feeling I won't enjoy them as much when I'm no longer able to share them with you.
He peers into her eyes. She glares at him.
Andy.
I'm serious, Erica. What if this is our second chance? And if it is, I don't want to throw it away.
She shakes her head.
It's not that simple.
He looks at the fire pit.
When we were together, I had no idea you felt unimportant to me. And nothing could be further from the truth.
She gazes at him for a moment, then stirs and opens her mouth.
You know that Christmas story, The Gift of the Magi, where the wife sells her hair to buy her husband a watch chain, and then he sells his watch to buy his wife a hair comb?
Yeah. What does that have to do with us?
Well, if you sell the inn to my boss, then I'll get the promotion that I've been working on for nearly a decade, but you'll lose something that's important to you. Something you've worked for.
He nods.
And if you decide you don't want to sell, then I probably won't get the promotion.
And nobody wins.
She nods.
Yeah.
Erica, your boss, Sharon, is on the phone.
Oh,
on my phone.
Oh, thank you, Claire.
You're welcome.
Erica.
Sharon, I'm sorry I've been so unavailable.
Claire, has anyone ever told you you have impeccable timing?
They often do, yes.
She touches her chest and smile. Andy nods.
I need to think. I'm gonna take a walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
He walks away. Claire rubs her hands together.
Yes, important.
She smiles at the fire pit. Erica walks inside.
I am so sorry that I haven't called you back. I've just been really busy.
Busy working on my Christmas present?
I don't need to remind you that tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
Oh, I know.
So, I can trust that everything is going to work out.
Erica shrugs.
Well, it's complicated.
Well, then let me uncomplicate it. Me, the proud new owner of the Garland Inn. You?
My executive vice president. That was easy, wasn't it?
Can I call you back tomorrow?
Something's wrong, isn't it? I can tell. It's not
Arthur, is it?
Andy? No. No, it's just there's something I need to do.
You have 24 hours.
Erica frowns and lowers the phone from her ear.
Wait.
Inside, Hattie picks up things after the party as Andy walks in.
Everybody left?
Well, you had yourself a real long walk.
Yeah, I just needed to think.
Scratches his head.
Oh, Hattie, don't worry about that. That's not your job.
Oh, this is nothing compared to the diner.
He takes off his coat.
Anything you want to talk about?
He tosses it across the couch, then grabs an envelope on the front desk.
This is from Erica.
There does seem to be unfinished business between you two.
Andy opens the note.
Andy, I'm leaving for Seattle in the morning. I called your mom and I'm staying with her tonight. I think it's for the best. Erica.
Yeah, she finished it. She checked out.
What?
Hattie furrows her brows.
Yeah.
Andy frowns.
I really thought...
No, me too. We're just... caught between a rock and a hard place. Between... the inn and a real estate deal. Between Garland and Seattle. Between the past and the present.
Hattie frowns as she sits on the couch behind Audie.
Anyway, you slice it, this relationship just... wasn't meant to be, so...
Oh.
She shakes her head.
If you ask me, meant to be is what you make of it. Whether you make it happen or you don't. Right?
Yeah.
She nods and puts her hand on Andy's shoulder as she stands up, then walks away. He frowns as he sits and puts the note back in its envelope. The room is elegantly decorated with wreaths, Christmas trees, poinsettia plants, and more holiday decor. Andy's mom answers the door of her home.
Hey, come on in.
Hi, Miss Holiday. Thank you so much for letting me stay. I just felt a little complicated staying at the inn. And I was not about to make Martin drive me all the way back to Anchorage at this hour.
Honestly, I welcome the company. Frank is so busy this time of year. It gets lonely at our home.
Mm.
Erica smiles at the childhood photo of Andy surrounded by snowflakes and mini Christmas trees.
You know, you're welcome to stay as long as you'd like. Any friend of Andy's. Or are you more than friends?
You know, honestly, I'm not really sure anymore.
Erica nods.
I'll set you up in the guest room. You make yourself at home.
Thank you, Mrs. Holiday.
Call me Faith.
Faith.
Erica smiles and Faith walks through a doorway with Erica's luggage. Erica sighs and reaches into her coat pocket, then makes a phone call with a frown.
Hello.
Hi.
Uh-oh, I know that tone.
This whole trip really turned into a Gift of the Magi situation.
Oh, what now?
You know that old Christmas story where the
couple makes these big sacrifices and they give each other these really meaningful gifts, but in the end they wind up making the gifts meaningless?
I'm still not following.
Well, if I choose Andy, then I disappoint my boss and I lose my promotion. And if I force Andy to sell and choose the job, then...
You'll lose Andy.
And he'll lose the inn.
Exactly. So, I came and ran to his parents' house. I'm a mess.
Stephanie smiles.
You know, you totally missed the point of that story.
Tilts her head.
How so?
Love and selflessness. Those are the gifts that couple really gave one another.
They gave of themselves, choosing one another over everything else.
Maybe it's time to stop listening to your head and start listening to your heart.
Stephanie nods.
You make it sound so simple.
Well, I think it's simpler than you think.
Erica nods, tears in her eyes. In the morning, sparse clouds line the bright blue sky above the city in the valley. Erica approaches the mailbox with a letter for Santa.
Hey. It's me.
She shrugs and smiles.
I know we haven't exactly talked lately. It's been a minute since I visited you at the Greenland Mall. But, I was hoping maybe you could just help me out this one time.
She winces and opens the mailbox.
No matter what happens, please make sure that Andy gets this gift.
She puts the red envelope labeled Dear Santa inside and shuts the door.
He really deserves it.
She nods, then half smiles with a sigh. Martin arrives at Hattie's shop.
Happy Christmas Eve!
Good morning, Hattie.
Hold on.
He approaches the counter and she holds two coffee cups.
Two?
Actually, one's for me.
Oh.
She hands him one.
You know, your visits are the best part of my day. Maybe we could plan one outside the diner?
Oh. Yes. I'd be honored.
Super duper.
They clink coffee cups and sip. Hattie's bright blue eyes are wide as she looks at Martin. Erica sits at Faith's kitchen island.
Somebody's up early.
I had a meeting.
Before breakfast?
I needed Martin to notarize some documents for me.
Is that about the sale of the inn?
Yeah. You know, I actually handed off the account to a colleague of mine because it just didn't feel right making a commission off of Andy's dream.
Faith serves her breakfast.
Maybe I shouldn't have come here at all.
She plates her own breakfast.
You know, this job was supposed to lock in a big promotion for me at work, and now I'll be lucky if I have a job at all.
Do you really think that one missed deal can undo years of hard work?
Eric shrugs.
By my boss's standards, I'm supposed to prioritize work above everything else in my life. And for the first time, I'm not doing that.
Faith smiles.
Thank you, but I'm not really hungry right now.
Actually, Erica, can you sit?
What's going on?
She sits.
There's a few things about our family I need to tell you. Things that maybe Andy was afraid to share.
Sunlight shines on the lodge in the morning. Andy sits alone inside and drinks from a coffee cup. He sighs with a frown, then makes a video call to his father. Frank answers.
What's up, son? How's everything with Erica and the inn going?
Look, Dad, we need to talk.
All right.
Here's the thing.
He sighs and raises his brows.
If I'm going to take over holiday shipping, it has to be on my terms.
I'm really ready. I mean, this job.
Your job is all about joy and magic, not obligation.
Well, that's certainly an interesting way of putting it.
And if you're concerned about your investment, I will make sure that you are paid back in full. I will take out loans.
I'll do whatever it takes to get you paid back.
That won't be necessary, Andrew.
Frank shakes his head.
What do you mean?
I know how much the inn means to you. And I don't want you to have to worry about me.
Really?
Andy furrows his brows. Frank looks away with a frown and nods.
This place was my dream, but the inn is yours. I realize that now. I guess I was just so concerned about what I wanted, I never really considered that maybe you'd want something different.
Andy raises his brows.
Wow, Dad.
Andy's arms are crossed.
That means a lot.
Andy nods.
Now I just have to figure out what to do about this company.
Yeah, Dad, about that.
Is this the final inventory, Frank?
Hey there, cousin.
Hey, Joy.
Nice to see you, but I'm off. Gifts don't get under the trees by themselves now, do they?
Dad, what I was going to say was, yes, I think you should
absolutely keep holiday shipping in the family.
But does it have to be me when you have an even more
enthusiastic and qualified candidate?
You mean?
Think about it. She could run the day-to-day while you spend more time with Mom. Not to mention, you could take even better care of yourself.
Frank nods.
It's really something to think about.
Good.
Andy nods.
I'm glad.
He checks his watch.
I gotta go. I have another fence to mend.
Good thing you like fixing things.
Andy smiles.
And if I don't get to talk to you before tomorrow... Merry Christmas, Dad.
Merry Christmas, Andrew.
Frank grins at his son. Andy smiles back, then hangs up the call. At night, footprints through the snow lead to the fire pit and to the inn in the background. Dozens of wrapped Christmas gifts line the shelves around the inn.
Merry Christmas.
Elena and Oscar approach with gifts and smiles. They greet Andy. A man gestures for a woman to enter with her gift as well. Two women smile and chat by the fireplace. Patty enters with an ornament bauble headband and a large gift. The mayor enters with a small box. She smiles and waves at another person in attendance. A man shrugs as he talks to Andy. Faith and Erica enter together, each with a red wrap gift box. Andy smirks at Erica, who scans the room until her eyes meet his. She smiles brightly as Andy ignores everything his companion is saying to him. A sign on the wall with text, "The Garland Inn." Patty greets guests as she stands in front of the sign.
Merry Christmas Eve, everyone. I think it's time to start the gift exchange.
Everyone smiles and applauds.
Now everyone has pulled a name, and so now it's time for all you Secret Santas to hand out those special presents.
Oscar sits in a leather couch and opens a wrapped gift. He smiles and holds up the small spice jars. Martin opens a snowman hat. Martin dons the hat. Faith holds up a Mrs. Claus's sippy cup glass.
Okay, that leaves us with the last two presents. And what do you know? Andy, Erica, looks like you two picked each other.
They smirk at each other and approach. The two of them stand in front of the Christmas tree, grab gifts and hand them to each other.
Wow. Here we are.
That's garland for you.
They both chuckle and scan the room.
What do you say we open these somewhere a little more private?
Sure.
She nods. They approach the fire pit outside. So?
You and my mom, huh?
Yeah. You know, she filled me in on quite a few things about your family. But some of it I knew. Some of it was, wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a lot.
But Santa Claus?
He raises brows.
I mean, your mom has a very active imagination.
I know, right? Good old mom.
They sit beside each other.
Well, speaking of Santa Claus...
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. But before you open that, I just want to apologize. All these years, I thought it just wasn't the right time. But now I realize that with me running back to Garland, I never gave you a choice. Erica, you deserve so much more than just a pretty good boyfriend.
She smiles at him.
And I want you to know how much I missed you all these years.
Tears well up in her eyes.
And
it's okay. It's okay. You open your gift. Open it up. Okay.
She opens her small plaid gift box and unveils a wrapped up document tied with a red ribbon.
What is this?
She removes the ribbon.
I named a star after you. I know it's so cheesy, but hear me out. Hear me out, okay? I just thought, no matter how far apart we are physically, we could always look up and see Eric.
She smiles at the document.
Andy.
She looks over at him, then down at her star.
Although I have to admit, staring up at Erica from my dinky little telescope, my tiny city balcony, will never remotely compare to this.
Because mine is so much better.
She chuckles and nods.
Well, yeah. Which is why I'd much rather see it from here.
He furrows his brows.
What do you mean?
Your turn.
He smirks at her, then opens the large shiny red gift box on his lap. He pulls out a black framed photo with text, Garland reaches for the stars.
The article that changed it all.
For both of us.
She touches his arm.
I thought you could hang it up by the check-in desk since you're going to be running this place for the foreseeable future?
She smiles at him.
I will?
He furrows his brows.
But what about your boss?
Well, I sent her a little email on the way over here tonight. Ms. Moneybags has been informed that the Garland Inn is not for sale.
Which means?
I quit.
What? Erica, no. I appreciate everything you've done, but I didn't want you to quit your job.
No, I'm tired of living her life. And most importantly, I'm tired of missing out on all the wonderful things that life has to offer. Like a town full of people who already feel like family.
He gazes up at her.
People like you.
He scoffs with a smile.
If you'll still have me.
He furrows his brows and stands up.
Are you serious?
Andy. It's never going to be the right time unless we just make time.
Are you sure? It's such a big change. I mean, your whole life and your career.
Well, maybe you need to hire a director of marketing.
He smiles and holds her arms.
But what about everything from before? What if I'm never more than a pretty good boyfriend?
She looks off to the side as Faith, Hattie and others watch from the window of the inn.
Andy, you are a wonderful boyfriend.
He shakes his head.
I never should have left.
I never should have let you go.
Is this our second chance?
She tugs on his coat.
I guess we have some lost time to make up for.
I couldn't agree more.
They smile, gaze into each other's eyes, then lean in slowly for a passionate kiss by the fireside. She runs her hand along his neck. He wraps his arms around the small of her back as they kiss. They look up at the night sky as Santa and his reindeer pass in front of the full moon.
Who's that?
That's Garland for you.
Wide-eyed, she grins at him and chuckles. Andy smiles and looks up at the night sky, then they continue to kiss.
Oh, oh.